This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
That's where Donald prefers to do most of his press conferences on Twitter.
Because it's one way. Don't edit him and make him look silly on it. Because every time else he answers a question, they edit it to make him look stupid.
The Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you.
Yep.
Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We have the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it.
I love that.
I don't know.
I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did.
I don't know that if you're a leader, you have to tell people you're a leader.
Right.
It's like if you're rich, you don't have to tell people you're rich. If you're cool, you don't have to tell people you're cool.
I think he has to explain because he's getting a lot of criticism for everything that he does. And he's saying, as a good leader, you got to get out in front of this thing and take charge.
I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk.
Looks like he got a little bit of a maybe a little tighten up face procedure while he was there at Walter Reed.
Why not?
Well, he's been taking steroids, so he's probably bloated a little bit.
There's a danger, but that
he's He's Jerry Lewis telephoned?
Nah, in
no.
2 days. You don't get bloated in 2 or 3 days.
It's okay.
Steroids. It takes a couple weeks.
I can get bloated in 2 or 3 days. You ever see me after Thanksgiving? After I've spent 2 days at my mom's house eating the best fixings known to man? Oh, I can gain 15 pounds. For real.
No, we believe it.
And now,
shut up, Anna.
Sorry.
Horse tooth, bitch.
Sorry.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
And maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
What?
But don't let it dominate you. I know there's a...
I gotta hear this.
I'm sorry.
I can't interrupt this. I gotta let this roll.
The leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened first.
And they're all in my body right now. Every one of them. We got the best stuff known to man that's not available to you people in Fort Wayne, Indiana, but it's pumping through my goddamn veins.
He's got the tiger blood.
I'm sorry it's not available for the fine people of Grand Rapids, but I got it in me, buddy.
Shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily.
I don't know. This is a discussion. I don't know if I'm going to get the vaccine. Like,
I'm not for a while, at least.
Well, Dan, Dan, you're a doctor. What are you going to advise people to do?
It depends on when the vaccine actually comes out, and it depends which vaccine it is. And last thing that depends on is what the communities are going to do as far as, like, allowing you or disallowing you to do things, whether or not you've had the vaccine.
Oh, so you think it could be that restrictive?
Question. No question about it.
They won't let you fly.
There's going to be all kinds of hindrances.
And so how are you going to have to prove? Are you going to have to prove
it's like antibody? A passport, like a passport almost.
So here's the idiocy of it. And it's that, you know, people are like, oh, we can't get to herd immunity. But what all a vaccine is accelerating herd immunity. That's the whole point of a vaccine is
you can get over it one or two ways. You can get it and fight it naturally, or you can have a vaccination.
And either way,
that's the only two ways. Right.
And you get antibodies. That's the whole point is to get antibodies towards it. So to me, if you didn't get a vaccine, but you had antibodies, then you should be equivalent to that vaccine guy. But they're not going to do that because they want everyone to get this damn vaccine.
Well, I have a question.
Who's going to pay for the vaccine? The government?
The government.
If the common cold is a coronavirus and we don't have a vaccine for that, how are we going to get a vaccine for COVID-19? I didn't even think about that till now.
$1 million question.
Honestly, I didn't even think about that till just this very second.
Yeah, because like they always say that coronavirus, I mean, we have coronaviruses all the time, the common cold. So,
but the common cold morphs and this coronavirus
nobody's
is a specific
scared.
One.
They haven't boogeyman the common cold yet.
But,
okay?
But you just said that the virus changes over time like anything.
This
right?
virus is really specific and this virus
is a real
evolve.
Shuck and jive virus, man. You can't get it. You can't get it. Can't get this son of a bitch corner.
I'm not getting nothing.
I don't
I'm
think,
not getting nothing.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to. Listen, I've seen.
You don't need it, Bubba.
I've seen enough people that have gotten through it. And I don't think that I'm, you know, on the upper side of the risk deal.
You got the antibodies.
And I have.
The titers.
I got a small version of the titers. So I don't think, like, I don't know if I'm going to give my son it. I don't know. I mean, Seth, what's going to be the ruling for your family and your daughter? I mean, I'm thinking.
As far as a COVID vaccine?
Yeah, like, let's say they say, okay, it's April, and we've got a vaccine, and it's free if you go to your. Now, Dan, how are they going to distribute it?
The military has it already set up for the distribution.
So,
the
like, go to Ray J Stadium and get a shot?
Something like that. The problem is there's two different types of vaccines, and the one vaccine that I think that most people would be, you know, accepting is the it's the one that's like viral proteins, like a conventional vaccine.
Is it all going to be shot based?
Yes.
It's all going to be needle delivered.
That's what a vaccine is.
Not always. Some are oral.
Screw you! You know it all, horse tooth bitch. It's not all. There's a lot of oral vaccines.
Sorry.
And there's nasal vaccines too.
Pissed me off.
Sorry.
Trying to make me look stupid when really you're the one to look stupid.
All right. Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
No, not all vaccines are needle.
Sorry.
Tell her, Dan.
These particular vaccines, I think, are needle. And there's two completely different types. There's that conventional type, which is, you know, viral proteins.
Are there any suppository vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking.
What?
Some people might want that.
I'm immune.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, somebody's like, you can get a needle, or you can get an oral, or you can do the rectal. There'll probably be some people that...
I'd take a needle in my face before I go rectal ever again.
Yeah, you're swearing off the rectal deal, aren't you?
Yeah.
One bad rectal experience wrecked the whole deal, didn't it?
I'll do the suppository in front of everybody. Like, I'll just, you know, just let the whole world see me do it. I don't care.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Live on Twitter.
You'd rather get a shot in your eyeball.
That's what Clem's Clubhouse is going to be this Friday night.
Vaccinations.
On Seth Kushner's rectal vaccination.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
He's a horrible speaker. Is what? He not? I'm like, I don't know. I mean,
is a very effective speaker. And the two things he does are, first, he is able to communicate with his audience.
I feel like he's talking to five-year-olds.
That's his audience.
Have you met Americans?
I'll say, unfortunately, he has to.
That's true. That's the majority of everybody, isn't it?
And his stage presence, because he opens his arms wide. He looks big.
Shows
his confidence.
Oh. Sorry. So, Dan, when will they have a vaccine? And
I think there's going to be something in the next month, and I think the real vaccine. Yes, and I think the real vaccine for the public is going to happen around February to March or April.
Seth, what happens? Original question: if we have a vaccine, you know, the COVID vaccine, do you immunize, you know, your wife and child?
You know, you might have to you know, when I send my daughter
to school,
yeah.
They may say, hey, baby, Sethy, no check mark, no school.
But as far as, I mean, I'm not worried about, you know, my family getting COVID right now or my daughter or anything like that. I mean, I'd probably get it, though, for myself.
Dan, do you get it or do you not get it?
I doubt that I'll get it.
I don't think I
need it. You know, I probably have T-cell immunity. I've been prophylaxing with hydroxy. I've been exposed to a lot of people that are, you know, outside of my bubble, and I'm fine.
Blitz, do you get it or no? The vaccination?
Definitely not right away.
Yeah, just like you don't want to be the first guy to get the virus, you don't want to be the first guy that gets the shot either.
Like AIDS, the first guy that got to AIDS, that's a pretty much a downer. But
yeah,
if you get AIDS now, man, I think it's treatable, is it not?
Pretty much.
Really controllable.
It's very treatable. Very treatable. And like I said, in February, you want
to
be the last person.
I'm not trying to downplay AIDS or nothing, but I'm just saying.
You don't want to be the first person that gets the virus. You want to be the last person that gets the virus.
You can also take PrEP, too, to like prevent yourself.
Yeah.
You can take PrEP for AIDS?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you want to have, like,
And it's called PrEP.
Yeah.
So you're saying, hold on. Let's say me and the
pre-exposure.
Me and the boys. Stuff. Let's say me and the boys are going to Vegas this weekend, and we might be hooking up with some nasties. And you know, condoms are for sailors. What do you start taking some stuff a couple weeks out to get to build some tolerance up?
Yeah.
For real?
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yep.
Yeah, preventively.
Hello, who's this?
It's Kelvin from Charleston. Good morning.
Hi, 98 Rock. We're celebrating our 10th year there.
Yes, sir.
So what do you got for me, buddy?
Well, I have some constructive criticism.
Great.
And I hope it doesn't piss you off.
I can't wait to hear what a guy from Charleston, South Carolina, who's never spent one day in radio, is going to tell me. But I'm all ears here, buddy. You're a listener.
Well, sir, it goes hand in hand with your obnoxious behavior towards the woman on your show. I find it borderline hostile work environment. Go screw yourself, man. You're getting stupid.
Good thing you don't work here.
Okay, now, Bubba, don't yell at me for this. I didn't pay this guy to make the call because I feel like I'm going to get punished for this.
No, would you shut up? Okay. Like, you're really going to get punished for it.
Well,
for
it's
real.
Happened before. When people write emails and then you get mad at me.
Did you really get punished or did we work it for the show? Or did you really get punished?
Well, I don't know. What did you hard to tell what's reality and what's not around here.
What did you really lose? Did you lose any money?
No, I didn't lose money.
Were you suspended from any shows?
No, but
the only person that fired you was Seth from his show. I haven't done nothing to you, bitch.
I understand, but like your wrath is, you know, it's
what?
A lot.
My wrath is what?
Sometimes it's a lot. It's taxing on my mental.
Don't trying to get smacked.
Seth, don't you think that sometimes I get wrongfully judged as being the bad guy when it's just show shtick and at the end of the day, Anna didn't suffer anything those consequences from that? It was just a great little hotspot read deal?
Well, I mean, as far as what just happened when you called her a horse-tooth bitch, when she said the vaccinations were all shots, I mean, I feel like that's just a good exchange. That's just going back and forth.
Like that's a good exchange.
I don't feel like that's a hostile work environment.
Yeah.
That's just,
forgot the point where he stood up to.
That's working.
But here's the deal.
That's the emphasis that drives it home. That's like almost saying the F word.
Right.
Since you can't, Bubba's like, hey, let me show you how angry I am.
Here's the deal. You're too stupid, sir, to realize the showbiz of the program. You're too stupid to realize the dynamic. I can call Anna a horse tooth bitch when she's wrong, and she calls me fat and makes fun of me all the time and all this
fat.
Kind of stuff.
No, I imply it.
Yeah, you said he could easily gain 15 pounds.
I imply it, but I didn't say, hey, you're fatty.
So it's okay for you to say that, okay for me to have an outburst.
No, I didn't say that.
Outbursts are welcomed here.
Yes, they are.
My Lord, this show was built on outbursts. If we didn't have outbursts, we wouldn't have anything. I'm sorry you want to listen to the Chad and Christy show.
If we don't have outbursts, we don't have anything.
Yeah. Hi, Chad. Listen, maybe our show isn't for... Maybe you're a pussy. Maybe you can't quite understand the dynamic of our program. We're going to call each other out. We're gonna screw with each other. Anna is making bullcrap little stupid snide remarks to me all the time. If it really bugged me, I'd fire the bitch. But I like her.
And this is a news program here, and we can't be putting out misinformation. Like all vaccinations are shots.
Yeah.
We cannot do that. We can't have our credibility questioned.
When Anna's going to try to make me look stupid, and indeed, and in fact, she's the wrong one, I'm going to call her a horse tooth bitch.
Phoenix will not put up with that one bit.
And neither will Pittsburgh or Detroit. You stupid son of a bitch.
Maybe Melbourne will put up with that, but not anywhere else in the country.
Maybe Bruce Madori is just trying to sell his Prozite high spot, but not Bubba Clem. This is Trump walking out of Walter Reed yesterday. Man, Walter Reed's got a fancy entrance now, don't they? Gold plate willies.
I think that's to the presidential suite.
Well, that's not a direct entrance into the suite, is it?
I think it's a main entrance to the hospital.
Yeah.
I think it's just got these really ornate doors, which are probably copper.
He's fist pumping.
Looked like he was doing Melania just gave me a job by hand in the back.
He doesn't know what to do when you come out. Like, hey, do you celebrate?
Oh yeah, and he looks kind of feeble here, does he not?
He doesn't know whether to touch the rail or not because
I would have licked the whole rail. I would have taken my mask off and licked it, then torn my shirt off and go woo.
But it's a tough scene when you're coming out of the hospital. You don't really know what, like, especially when the media's there. What do you do? Do you celebrate? Do you?
Well,
I mean,
and I like how a little bit ago you said that Trump needs to back it down like 5%. And now you want him to go out there and lick the rails.
And rip his shirt off.
Listen, you of all people, you should understand the dynamics of the program. Blitz.
I do.
He should slide down the rail.
He should.
Yeah, that would be
that white steak steal the night playing. Steal the night! Yeah, some kind of rock stuff with some hot bitches.
Little flames.
As soon as he walked out, he should have left at like 9 o'clock at night so it was dark. And then as soon as he walks out, like a kid.
Oh, no. This was horrible. So I was watching, I think it was CBS. And the whole time they were like, well, we know what Trump's doing right now. It's 6:30, and he's going to take up the whole half hour on the news. Oh, he's the reality show president for sure, because he's going to take up the whole thing on the news. I'm like, man, yeah, you guys aren't biased at all.
Then they're going to say, a reporter barked out, what did Melania just do to you in the back before you came out?
Hey, have they given updates on her?
Boom. That's what Melania did.
Have they given it up? I feel like they haven't talked about her. Is she well?
I don't know.
They said that she's basically fine.
Oh, was she at home the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She was probably happy they were split up for a few days.
I'm sure she sent them to the hospital.
She's able to sleep in.
She goes, Donnie, go to the hospital, please.
It's time.
Oh, Donnie, your sneeze is getting a little bit cumbersome. You need to go to the hospital, Donnie.
Do you think that she put coronavirus in his KFC or something? Do you think that she's trying to give it to him?
Donnie, I did your cappuccino for you this morning. Usually the White House butler does it, but I did it. I know the way you like it, Donnie.
With a little
tinge of corona, so I can have 3 days to myself. Not have to deal with your stupid nonsense. Three days of bossing the White House staff around. 3 days of doing it what I want to do.
Yeah, she was queen for a few days.
Yeah. Donald, what do you miss most about not being with your wife? The jobs by hand right there.
I bet she was in charge. Like, I think if Pence had, you know, I know that Trump was still running the show, but if Trump went into a coma, I feel like Pence would have to run everything by Melania. I feel like she would secretly be running everything. Oh. Like they do on House of Cards.
Oh, Mike Pence, I do not know nothing. I do not know nothing. Donald does not even know. I don't know nothing.
Neither do I.
What do we do?
I think you know a little bit more than I do.
Let's see what Biden says.
Let's call Biden.
Joe, you know you're not president, but you got the most experience. Don's in a coma right now. Pence is out to lunch, and Melania has a little bit of a language barrier here. Can you come in here and sneak? Can we sneak you in and you help us with? We got some countries that are sniffing around, thinking we're vulnerable right now. Can we send your son over there to shake him down?
Do you know the password of the White House email? We got the emails backing up right now.
Yeah, it's password.
Hey, Barack. Yeah, listen. Can you come into the White House? Tell us what the passwords are. We can't get the Wi-Fi working.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com, use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Hold on. Here's my question. So this is the footage of when Trump was walking out of the hospital.
Yep.
And there's this one particular smart-ass
reporter
that's asking questions. There's nobody else that seems to be around. How did this guy get this close? Like, I'm just saying, like, this is a pretty secure... The president's kind of out in the open.
He's obviously sanctioned to be there. He's a reporter.
I don't know, man. If you're sanctioned to be there, you would ask these type of questions.
They always do that. They always give him a hard time.
I don't know.
Your staff are sick. How many of your staff are sick?
Thank you very much.
Plus, you got to think, he's trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah, but hold on. This guy go. I mean, hold on.
Do you think you might be a super spreader, Mr. President?
Look at him shaking his head in disgust at this ass-bags like, question.
Rightfully so.
This is our media. Oh, it gets worse. Wait till you hear what he says.
What the heck?
Oh, so my question is, Blitz, I don't understand how a legitimate news, like, did they only let one news guy there? Only one, because, you know, this is a pretty locked down.
I'm sure there's not very many there.
And was this just wasn't
that was
some
the
pop.
Pool, that was the one pool reporter?
But what I'm saying is I don't think this guy was like a paparazzi. I don't think a guy could get that close to the press. A paparazzi.
Chance. No way. That's not paparazzi. That guy had press credentials.
Right. Like, I don't think this place is so controlled and locked down because he's very vulnerable at this point. I mean, like, it's an open area. They had to have it probably completely locked down, secure, snipers on the roof and everything to secure his, you know, his safety. I don't know that a paparazzi, a guy that has not been thoroughly checked out, can get this close to the president, in my opinion.
They always ask him questions like this.
How many of your staff are sick?
Thank you very much.
Do you think you might be a super spreader, Mr. President?
Like, and Blitz, they need to find out who this guy is. Are you trying to be Ryan Hoppy or somebody here? Like what are you trying to...
They're
like,
trying to get a rise out of him.
And you can see Trump's expression, right? As the guy finishes his question, he looks up a little bit and off to the left a little bit, thinking like, I want to rip this guy's head off.
I think he's thinking,
who is this a-hole?
Who on my staff let this dildo this close to me?
Yep.
I'm going to kick their ass.
Yep.
As soon as he got in the SUV, tell me who authorized that pinhead to be out there and ask me questions. Next time, can we have somebody pro me? If we're going to be in a controlled atmosphere that we control, then let's control it, right? Right? I mean, he can control who they let in there, obviously.
Yeah, but they don't know that they're going to ask certain questions.
But they know a person that'll ask the right ones now, can't they? Hey, Anna Hummel, you want to be an opportunity to ask the right question? Here, get your ass over here and ask the right question.
What are the right questions? How are you feeling?
Hey, Donald, you look very healthy, my friend. How do you feel? Hey, Donald, do you think that the American people will be able to rally behind you beating COVID? Right? Like, you just throw him some softballs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he did just get out of the hospital. You say,
know,
how is Walter Reed? How are the staff?
But this
how
isn't
is your
even,
room?
This isn't even the president working smart. He puts a plant in there, like they all do, to give him some softballs, right? Like, you know what's coming to you.
Yeah, just ask him how he's feeling. He'll be like, I'm feeling great.
You look great, President. I saw you touch the handrail on the way down. You're not afraid of nothing, are you, buddy?
Yeah.
Right?
Our fearless leader.
I didn't. I dumped that. I got a little away from me. I can say that. Just bubbed myself up, Ed. But like, right, you can control, this is an environment that you control. You control who's there, you control the media pool, so put your guy in there.
But that's the beauty of America, you don't.
He probably doesn't control it.
Well, obviously he doesn't. He needs to. He needs to work smarter.
Mr. President, how many staff are sick? How many of your staff are sick?
Thank you very much.
Do you think you might be a super spreader, Mr. President?
This actually helps him, though, because you're like, what kind of jerk off asks this question and he just ignores him, keeps walking? That makes him look good.
You're right. You're like, Maybe he planted this to be the most. There you go. This is a reverse plant. He's more brilliant than my stupid ass. He's like, yes, let's plant a real stupid question so the American public thinks this is what I have to go through all the time.
Which he does.
It is. Yeah, if it was Biden coming out, they'd be like, hey, Mr. Biden, how was the ice cream at the hospital?
Did you have any dentures slip? Joe, did you sniff? How many nurses did you sniff, Joe? Be honest. Be honest, Joe. Now, I think this is a really bad look for the NFL, and I'm going to have to, like, is this for real?
I saw
like,
it on
did this really, really happen? Yes. And is there something other than, is the guy only guilty of wearing a Roger Goodell as a clown shirt? Like, that's it? Like, he didn't throw a bottle or...
I can't believe that this guy actually got censored.
I can't believe that they handcuffed this guy if the only thing he did wrong was to wear a Roger Goodell is a clown shirt. Like, that really, to me, is pretty bad.
Do we have the shirt?
If the NFL...
It's like a dictator.
This guy's up in the... There was a fan for the Kansas City Chiefs last night that was on the upper deck, Willie. Like, he's in the very top deck, and he's wearing a Roger Goodell is a clown t-shirt.
Now, why don't people like Roger Goodell? Is it because he does stuff like this?
Because he is a clown.
Because he is a clown.
Okay,
he's
okay.
A clown. He has mismanaged and misrepresented the NFL for 10 years. I've been disgusted by his
flim-flamming,
his BS, penalties, his changing the rules.
Okay.
He sucks.
Because I know he has an issue with like Dave Portnoy.
The only thing he did really well, and the reason he's still in there, is because he made so much damn money for the owners, they're not going to let him out. Because he got such rich TV contracts for the teams that they love him for that. That's all they care about.
That's who decides if you keep your job or not. The 31-30, because the Packers are not owned by any individual. So the 30 owners control. And when you make Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboys, you know.
A billionaire overnight.
No. You've made him more of a billionaire than he already is.
But extra billionaire.
And then you're not going to vote this guy out.
How long has he been,
decades.
President, CEO? What is
12 years, maybe.
Okay. Now, so here's the guy. And Blitz, I already watched this. I think you can. It's fine. And so this. Here's a guy that's in the upper deck of Arrowhead Stadium, and he's got a blue T-shirt on, and it's got a picture of Roger Goodell with a clown nose. I don't know what the writing says on it, but...
I don't think there is any. It's a Barstool. It's a Barstool shirt.
And, is it a Barstool shirt?
Yeah, Barstool started
that.
They don't like
it.
He doesn't like Barstool.
Right. Barstool. Issues with Dave Portnoy.
Barstool started it, and they started going after him when he, I believe, the suspension of Tom Brady for the Deflategate.
And so let's just say that you don't like the T-shirt. I don't think you handcuff the guy and lead him out of the stadium. I mean, I don't think you should ever anything short of having a racial slur or something that's highly offensive. Like, you know, you don't want. There's stuff. There's T-shirts that you could not want on display.
Anything vulgar, anything,
yeah,
you know,
offensive.
Really offensive or violent.
Yeah.
Do we really think the guy at the top row of a football game is completely being as cool as can be and is just sitting there calmly? And is
not necessarily.
I think the guy at the top row of a football game is so inebriated that
he may have launched a tall boy Bud Light into the football field.
Right. Now, I'm not saying... I don't know if the shirt was the main problem or not, you know?
Yeah, like that's what I'm thinking. Like if the NFL indeed handcuffed this guy and took him out of the game and his only offense was to wear a Barstool Sports / Roger Goodell as a clown shirt, then I would hope that there would be 45 Jay Diaco and Dan Diacos lining up to sue the hell out of the NFL.
Yep.
I'm sure there's
not
going
to win, though.
I'm sure there's some small writing on the ticket that says we can handcuff you if you wear a Barstool Sports shirt at any time. But still, this is a bad look. I'm kind of with Seth and thinking that there's no way in the world that that's the only thing he's guilty of to bring a man out of the stadium with handcuffs.
Cool.
And so there.
So is this the beginning of the game or the end? I can't figure it out.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows.
Huh.
I think this is the get as drunk as you absolutely can section. And so, I mean, in the reports that I've read, there are no other, they've not spoke of any other.
No, I couldn't find out, like, what happened to the guy or
of any
anything.
Other situation that the guy did.
Right.
And so if indeed he got kicked out, and not only kicked out, but handcuffed and paraded down the steps.
All shamed. The steps.
Right, with his hands behind him, just in case he falls, he goes right on his face.
Oh, I would have pie-faced myself and then owned
that's it. That's a big
been,
suit.
It would have been Clem's Arrowhead Stadium.
Yep.
Supposedly, former Florida State University coach and, you know, really, I mean, would you not say that Bobby Bowden is godlike in Florida, even if you're a even if you're a Gator fan?
Yeah, I mean, he's football royalty.
I would say I hated him because I was a Gator fan, but
he's still royalty. Absolutely. You still respect him. Sure. You don't wish his death. I mean, he was a great coach. He had a record for the most wins. He did a lot of great things for a lot of great young men in Florida over the last 25 years.
He turned 91 in a couple
and,
weeks.
And let's be honest, the program hasn't been the same since his departure.
Nope.
Willie T, whatever the guy's
name. Well, they got a national championship with Jimbo and Jameis.
They did?
Yeah. But after that, it's been.
Well, Jimbo was really, you know, Bobby Bowden light.
Right. So anyway, supposedly Bobby Bowden tests positive for COVID-19. Now, if you're Donald Trump.
Save him.
If you're Donald Trump, you call your Dr. Dandiaco and all your, and you go, hey, listen, you guys fly, take the presidential Willie right on down to Florida and you pump Bobby full of every known thing we got to make him, you know, get through this. And then I'm going to be running through the villages and all of Florida 2 weeks before the election because Florida's a goddamn battleground for me. And I'm going to bring Bobby Bowden out and we're going to say that we kicked Corona's ass together.
Great idea. I support it 100%.
You're not going to get a more well-liked
nope.
guy in Florida. I mean, maybe you call up Steve Spurrier and see if you could do a Bobby Bowden, Steve Spurrier sandwich.
Spurrier is not as well liked as Bobby Bowden. I mean, a lot of people hate Spurrier, and even Gator fans respect Bowden.
He'd have his visor and throw it down on the ground when he never So, I mean, Seth, don't you agree? You take Bobby Bowden, you get him all healthy, right?
Wait, I don't want it to. First of all, how did Bobby Bowden get this in the first place?
Well,
the guy's
old.
91. We're supposed to protect our elders
here. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks. They were removing cancer spots from his legs.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think you're going to want to. I don't think he is paradeable right now.
Paradeable?
Yeah, I think maybe you get a pre-recorded video, but I don't think you go, hey, Bobby just got cancerous stuff. Just beat COVID. Pump up the crowd.
Yeah, I guess he had a real bad infection in his leg. That's why he was at the hospital for 2 weeks.
You put Bobby in a wheelchair.
And then what, he stands up like he's like Trump heals him?
Yeah, if you like that. I mean, but if you're Donald Trump, man, and you can get Bobby Bowden to do the whole Florida swing with you.
Bubba, the guy just
I'm just telling you what we'll take for him to win.
The guy's fighting COVID and cancer, and now you want him to go on a world tour with Trump.
Well, he did.
He's 91.
No, Florida only.
I guess
you only need to keep him alive till November 5.
Oh, Jesus.
Exactly. They gave everything.
Him, because he was in the hospital, they gave him COVID tests, but he said he's got no symptoms whatsoever.
Right. So
good.
So Bobby's got it. Bobby's getting through it. I'm going to tell you, man, Bobby's tough as nails, and he's telling you people of the villages that I'm the man. Hi, this is Bobby Bowden. I'm telling you, Donald Trump's the man. Oh, God, I'm a Bobby Bowden, Donald Trump.
Well, his administrative assistant came out and said that he is going to fix it because he's a very religious person and he believes in the power of prayer.
Who does, Bobby?
Yes.
That's very evangelical. That's very right-wing. That's very Republican-like.
And still slipping a little Remdesivir.
And that's exactly what the villages need to be told.
Yep.
You know?
And
I'm just saying,
so
you
want
to win? You're not going to get at least Kushner to vote for you, but you can get some of the villages to swing it.
Oh, the villages have decided already.
I don't know. They're saying Florida is, what, a pick 'em?
Oh, Florida's always a pick 'em.
Nah, Florida's going to be for Trump. It's so obvious that Florida's going to be for Trump. It's not even funny.
I saw yesterday that Biden had a 14-point lead.
It's a misleading. That's a misleading poll.
I have seen so many Biden signs around here.
What,
it's crazy.
What is,
really?
What is the official, what's the official, like, whatever Pell, whatever national poll seems to be the one that everybody always goes with. What is the
The best poll, see, the problem is that we keep looking at national polls instead of state-by-state polls, and the only polls that matter are
state-by-state.
State-by-state and registered likely voters that are an even mix of Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and
guess
very
what?
Few polls are like that.
Guess what I got?
Can't show
what
it.
You got.
Oh, can't show it. You go to jail.
For real?
Actually, there is a Florida law that says you can't share your ballot.
I'll go to jail.
It's against the law.
Will they come and get me like the guy from Kansas City?
They're actually outside. Right
you can't
now.
Show an unmarked ballot.
Correct.
You can't show an example
that,
of a ballot.
That is correct.
Not even an example.
What if it was marked?
If it's an example ballot, fine.
Oh,
but you,
I can't
it's,
show.
It's a dumb law, and it's written really weird. But by law, you can't show the
so
ballot.
So what if I fill my ballot out? And
is it the example ballot? Does it say example on the top?
No, this is
mail-in.
This is my official ballot. Donald J. Trump. But I was going to go through. Have you heard? Have you seen everybody that's running for president?
No, please expand.
They got a guy named Rocky that's running.
All right.
What party?
The REF party, the Reform Party.
What about
Gloria's running?
Is Kanye on there?
That Rocky guy. That's the guy from like Lakeland, right?
They got Don Blankenship. They got Howie Hawkins. They got Gloria LaViva. They got Rocky Del La Fuente. They got JoJo Jergensen. They got a bunch of people on my ballot, and they got a little thing for me to put Bubba Klim in there, too.
Is that what you're going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what
it's
I'm going
to do. It's either Trump or Bubba.
It's Trump or Klim. One of the two. I've written Bubba Klim down before.
You voted for yourself for president, right?
Yeah, last time.
You took a picture.
And took a picture. But if I did this live on the Air Blitz, could they come? Could Jed Cronister come and arrest me?
I mean, could they?
It'll never happen in a million years.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
I'll
but...
defend you, Bubba.
I guess what it wouldn't be in Cronister's division. This is City of Tampa. Castor would send somebody down here. To
yeah,
get
she's
me
out front right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Oh, this is embarrassing. Somebody sent this to me. We can't get into this right now. I'm not prepared for this.
Jeez.
Really?
Good news is nobody saw it. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Only we saw it.
Blitz, it's my very, very, very first wrestling match when I first got trained in Milwaukee against, I forget what his name was. He had a mask on. And wait, it is so embarrassing.
Wait, you're taking bumps?
Oh, yeah. I took on Eric Freedom.
Oh, it's a real match?
It's a real match. This is my very first match ever after I just went through training. Come on here.
It's so cool that you actually did that, though. I don't care how bad it is. You did it. It was so cool.
It's so embarrassing. Actually, Blitz, I'm going to get a hold of this guy and see if he'll give me the rights to this and send me the video so I can post it up on our website.
Okay.
I can't wait to see it.
It's so...
There's nothing... I gotta tell you, man. There's no better TV out there than a Bubba wrestling match.
Oh,
I'm like, awesome. I'm locked. I wish I had a snack right now.
But I'm telling you, Seth, this isn't a Bubba wrestling match. This is my very first one.
Even better.
That I...
And this is what we should be watching on the big screen at Clem's Clubhouse.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh,
boy. Oh, it's... Hold on. It's outside?
Yes.
Is this from... Is this the 80s?
This is...
Whose backyard is this?
This is 90.
90?
This is 1990, and it's at a guy... They called it Soli Fest.
I was 20.
Chunk of wood, 1,500 bits.
And it's... Yes, Blitz, it's somebody's backyard. I think it's at Jake Milliman's backyard, and this is my very first match.
Was this before radio?
No, I was the afternoon drive guy at WLUM. And I just developed the Air Bubba brand.
Well, you still have the same little, you still have the same caveman trot.
Well, I mean, this is how you set up when you're getting ready to go.
So this was in the milkman's backyard?
This is in Jake the Milkman's backyard. Okay. Yes.
Is that a ponytail?
Yeah.
Ponytail. We're getting ready to lock up. Oh, now he's doing the outside. I got a ponytail.
How'd you settle on the white cutoff sleeve shirt, Bubba?
What do you mean?
Like, how'd you sell it? That was going to be your wrestling wardrobe.
I think I look pretty good.
He's got tights on and high boots.
And the thing about it is, I weighed there about what I weigh right now.
You look pretty good, actually.
I think I look better there than I do now.
You don't look bad at all.
It's all dropped. It was still a little higher back then. Now it's dropped down. I weigh within 3 or 4 pounds of what I weighed there, and I look like crap now.
What size shirt was that?
3.
Oh, it's all up top, Bubba.
Yeah, I was up top. Now it's down low.
It's all up top.
And let me tell you about your stupid-ass brother, Jay. I'm the fattest. I'm his fattest best friend that he has, and he's got these paddles that he can put on you and make me lose 24% of my fat, and he's never offered it to me. I'm the most obvious choice.
A 15-minute procedure.
Did he offer it to you today?
Not really. Just kind of just...
I offered it to myself, and then Bubba jumped in on it.
He offered it to me, actually.
Did he really?
I think the problem
is, warming up to you.
Well, Jay, the problem is this. I think that I'm too far gone. He can't say, Bubba, it's not the too far gone paddles. It's the you're fairly close paddles.
You're almost there paddles.
It's like, you know, Seth could use a little nip touch and
up. Yeah. Jump start. Yeah, Seth.
All Seth needs is a touch up. I need some catastrophic wholesale changes on mine.
Right, like
they don't have the technology yet.
I don't think Dan's actually. I think Dan doesn't want to say, "Hey, Bubba, these paddles ain't gonna do nothing."
This car's totaled. Okay, yeah. It's getting a new one.
Bubba, it's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. It's not that big a deal for you. I'm like, it's a bit. Dan, Bubba, you're gonna have
to try
Dan,
it.
Bubba, you know how you talk about that big rod that I jam? That's the kind of stuff that you need. A rod jamming. Scalpels and cuts and sucking and drains and
Eric,
all that kind.
Eric says this was in a backyard somewhere in Wisconsin between 92 and 94.
That he's wrong. No, actually, I think this, Blitz, I think this is actually April of 92.
Okay.
This is April of 92. Hey, I don't know what this wide grip deal that I'm doing is. Like, why do I have to...
And what's with the delay on the lockup? Like, you're in a backyard.
Eric, Eric Freedom's afraid to lock up.
You're in a backyard. I mean, just get it underway already.
Well,
this is also Eric Freedom's second match of the day.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because back then, what they would do, well, they would wrestle, and then they would wrestle as somebody else with a mask.
Yeah. He was like, you know, Jimmy Numbnuts earlier today, and then he had to put a mask on, and he's Eric Freedom with me.
What a gimmick.
And I think he got paid $10 to take one clean.
And now, is he Roman Reigns now?
This is Roman Reigns. I should clickbait it and say, you know, when Roman Reigns broke in at Soli Fest in Milwaukee circa 92.
Oh. That was good.
Yeah, it's a super slam. Hold on. Oh, I'm not pulling your head. I got my wrists all taped up.
And your hair is naturally dark.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Are those the same boots?
Yeah, I got the same boots, yeah.
Bubba, you wanted to be a wrestler so badly, didn't you?
I was a wrestler a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that,
well,
like,
wouldn't
you
be?
You weren't working the territories.
Who wouldn't be?
What? This is cool.
I mean, if I'm on the radio and I got these pro wrestlers, they'd be like, "Hey, we'll train you for free, and then we'll use you to, you know, go to the high schools and stuff. It'll be a good little promo." And then I turned that into, when I was at 98 Rock, I was doing open matches for WCW Nitro and Monday Night Raw.
No,
why not?
No. I just think that if you had a choice between making it as a wrestler or radio success, you would have chosen being a wrestler.
Probably.
I think that's
how this radio ain't working out too good.
Well, it's working.
So I could be doing some independent shows with the Honky Tonk Man right now. I could be selling my Polaroids in Grand Rapids for $8, bitch.
Oh.
So I don't know if we watch. I don't know if this is funny or this is pathetic.
I don't know. It seems
Do
like
you
a
do
slow...
the Bubba Splash?
Oh, I think so.
Seems like a slow pace.
Let's get the high move. Let's get the high point.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Here's a high spot.
You get on the other ropes
high,
at all?
Let's go to the high spot here. No, I don't think he puts me on the ropes at all.
God, this ring looks like it's going to cave in.
It's not very tight, is it?
Might have been a high spot here. Hold
it's
on.
A trampoline.
Hold on.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's what I do to my daughter. It feels good to body slam somebody, even if they're three.
Seth's the champion of two-year-olds. He's 14 and over, Sethy, is he not?
She knows how to take a bump.
Wait till she's 12.
Wait till she starts doing blade jobs. Wait till she starts getting hardway juice. Phoebe's going to leave you.
Hardway juice.
Honey, I love you, but little Sethy's got hardway juice. You're out of here.
Bubba, this match has no momentum. Like,
I know, I'm brand new.
No,
Dude,
Eric calls you very green.
This is my very first match, and it's actually not too bad by first match standards. Hold on, now I'm working the arm.
Well, that guy's tippy-toeing around there, though.
You already had your Air Bubba stuff back then?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is horrendous.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
that part
was not
good.
Oh, he starts getting heat on me. He starts getting heat on me now. He's getting heat on me. I'm about to cut him off here. He's getting
this
heat
is
on.
But when you do get the rights, this could be a major clickbait, Willie.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, Kane's first match or anybody.
Oh, I'm starting to. I think I'm making my comeback now. I'm making my comeback.
Kind of stiff.
Oh, I'm real stiff. Tries to rake my eyes.
World famous radio DJ Bubba Love Sponge first unmasked man.
You're not getting me.
No,
out,
he's not.
Look at this. Boom.
No.
Now I'm gonna reverse it. Boom. Boom.
How much is this? All you can do is a body slam.
But that's a big dude. Bubba just picked him up.
But that's two. They don't do the same moves.
But do you appreciate what he just did?
Bubba's out of moves.
Hold on. Look at that move. That's the turnbuckle Willie right there, Seth. Put your boss over a little bit.
Yeah, but you left the padding on.
Yeah, and
exactly.
The ref's counting you, you know.
The ref's autistic, okay?
He doesn't know what to do.
Wait, is that a car right there in the background?
Yes,
yeah.
Truck. It is.
And I think that's where the cooler was. For real. I think that's where they had the cooler. Oh, here comes the side. This has to be the corner.
Is
the
this
corner
it?
Splash gimmick. Yeah, we're getting ready to go home.
Oh, thank
here.
God.
Here it comes.
What was that? There's a guy just talking.
Looks like Michael Waltrip. It's Michael Waltrip. I'm superimposed on this guy. It looked like Blitz when he was 12.
Again.
This guy.
Again.
Seth, I think we're going for the finish here.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I think I had some pretty good hops here.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, Bubba.
Sorry, I mean... I mean, that's got to be worth a few bits now. Come on.
Bubba, you just stepped over him. There's no jump.
There's big hops.
I thought I had big hops.
It's like a puddle.
But listen, I got big hops.
I thought I had big hops, kid.
Oh, there's no hops at all.
I thought I had big hops. Hold on. I thought I got some air. I thought I got air.
Air, Bubba.
Here we go. Watch. Ready? Yes. Ready? Bam!
Stepped over him.
I thought I had like Michael Jordan like vertical skills. I thought I was 38 and a half inches up.
Oh, God.
I even hooked the leg. Now I gotta get the rope to help me up. Look. Let's just stretch this rope to get up.
Dude.
Jeez.
Bubba, can you just like imagine that you were the entertainment for these people that day?
Look at the life
Big Fudo, 5,000 bits.
Oh, thank you, Fudo. Look at the life that I've read.
That may be the funniest thing I've ever seen, Bubba.
Look at the life. I mean, tell me I don't need my own movie, the stuff that I've done in my lifetime.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.